Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. How you doing? This is Lowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip, tonight. I'll talk about a subject that's kind of near and dear and close to my heart. And I'm trying to get an understanding from y'all, so I need you all input to help me get a better view and a better understanding of what's going on. And the topic tonight that I want to really talk about is happiness. You know, a lot of us thirst for it. A lot of us feel that it's important. A lot of us make it a existence of our beings. And it's the type of feel and the state of mind that we crave and that we love, man. And we have so much joy about it. Even though it's a general subject, because there's a lot of specifics that go with it as well, but it's kind of like the wind. We can never see it, but we can really feel it when we're into it. And I just wanted to know tonight from you all and the audience that, hey, is this something that we really, really, really seeking? And is it really worth hungering for? Because I don't like it to be like the flu. It comes in and then it goes. I like the smell in the new car. You know, once it fades out, then we have to move on. But, you know, I mean, it's really like something that's that sacred, precious, and valuable. Where's the consistency level? And how does it stay consistent? Because most of the time, most people say, you know, to really be happiness comes from within. And this is true. You know, but there's some of us that don't know how. And some of us never really ever get to that level. Because some of us are destined for doom. We don't know how to be happy. I don't know if it was something that happened to us in our past that traumatized us when we were children. But you can tell, and it's reflective. I mean, that's the only thing that really, to me, that you hold inside, but it comes out through the things that you do. Because always remember, behaviors without judgment. So I was just trying to get a real understanding and try to know where I'm going and trying to understand what's going on with this, because there's been certain times when you try to go through life and try to be productive and successful and all that, sometimes happiness don't always hinge on that. Sometimes happiness can stem from who you are and who you love looking at in the morning when you look in the mirror as well. So I was just trying to wonder and figure it out. You know, what's the real hype and the real things that we really yearn for when we do want to get involved and pursue this thing called happiness? Or is it really even worth it? Because, you know, it can be a lot of faking in that too now. We can all put on the mask, you know, instead of smiling, we can grit our teeth, you know, instead of scratching when we don't itch. So I'm just really, really, really trying to figure it out. Because a lot of times, as I explained before, you can go through some type of tragedy or pain where you can put that on the back burner. But, you know, I really want to stay in a position of when you set a goal and you're doing it and you're accomplishing it, that's what makes you really happy. Or if you just like to grow firms, that can make you happy too. So it's basically general, but the outcome is such a great reward in the way that people feel and how they feel about their lives. So this is a question that I want to put up on everybody, even myself, you know, to know where it really lies. Because a lot of us, we say it, but do we really mean it? Do we take a serious effort and a real attempt to acquire this? Because this is one of the most important things that we're going to ever enjoy. By trying to just be a decent human being in this sometimes complicated and crazy world. So I was just trying to figure it out. You know, and there's some great things and great rewards when you're happy. I mean, don't nothing get next to you, no triggers pulled, no animosity, no angers, none of that. You know, I mean, it's one of the best things that's ever happening in this life. You know, some people encounter it. Then some really don't, because they don't know how. So, I mean, it's just, the half is glass full, and the other half is half full as well. But I was just curious in the mind of everyday people such as myself and everybody else, what is it really all about? You know, is it something that you're trained to do? Is it something inherited? Is it something that really, 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 you know, you have to look forward to? I mean, what is it all about? Where's its origin? What does it derive from? Where does it really come from? So that's basically where I'm at on this topic tonight. And I was just hoping and praying that I'm not the only one walking around trying to figure this out. Because as I get older now, I don't like to really look back because I got too much to look forward to. But at the same time, I mean, when you go through a lot, you just look for some type of hope or optimism, some type of rare hope to keep you going. And I would figure that happiness would be one of the best rare hopes, optimism you can have towards your life, you know, because sometimes we all as humans are just human, and we can be down about a lot of things, you know. I just don't want that to over-dominate this thing called happiness to where we can really, really enjoy ourselves and really feel good about life and why you're in it. That's the only thing that I'm looking at. That's what I want to discuss tonight with all my people. So basically, that's where it is and that's where I'm at. You know, because sometimes, you know, when you do get in that situation and you really feel it, I'm thinking it's spiritualistically or something sent from God. I'm not religious now, don't get me wrong. But certain things that he give us humans on this earth, you can tell it's from him. That's why when you're in that realm of happiness and enjoying your life, it's got to be from up above, because I know it's been said by a lot of people, they can do all of the things, the material things and the criteria for society, and they're still not finding themselves happy. So I'm just wanting to know, where does that stop and where does the true happiness begin? It's not fake or you know, watered down. You know, I listened to Mike Tyson in an interview on YouTube, and he said that the best freedom that he ever found was when he went to jail, because he didn't have anything. And didn't nobody want nothing from him, no money or nothing. He said that was when he really found peace within himself and was happy, because the yoke was off. You know, he wasn't just, I'm Mike and got a lot of money and can knock you out. You know, he said he had that peace, he had happiness, and he found himself who he really was. So it can go the opposite way. You know, some people figure that, hey, they measure them having all this great money and wealth and success, and that's how they find their divine happiness. But I want to understand the universal whole concept about happiness within itself. And I just want to make sure that if it do come, you know, one or two things. I'm in line. I make sure I got on a clean pair of underwear. So I just need to know, because, you know, most people say it starts from within. You make your own happiness, just like that old lackey cliche. You make your own heaven or your own hell. Yeah, that's true, but if you're not trained or astute and well in that, how can you really do it from within? You know, or you just, you know, get hit on the head with a bottle, you know, and then all of a sudden that's when you can get into it. I mean, it's so wide and so broad, but at the same time, it seems like it can be simplistic. With just the intangibles and the little things, because for a lot of people, it don't take a lot to make them happy. You know, and like I said before, some people will never get to that because they can never be content and never be happy because, you know, something just turned them away, made them feel that way. And this is how they're going to be the rest of their life. But at least I'm in line. So if it do come my way, hey, I ain't gonna kick the gift horse. I'm gonna really try to kiss it and embrace it and hug it and hold on to it. So basically, that's where I'm at. So, I mean, if you all are with me out here, I just want to know. And that's the main thing. So, you know, as time goes on, when you get older, you start to really rationally think and understand that, hey, you know, you can take it any way you can get it. But my experience has been, hey, to know the difference and to really enjoy. Because the way I feel right now, my happiness stems from just the little intangibles. You know, a slice of cheesecake, sitting on Lakeshore Drive on Lake Michigan at the water, watching the rocks crash against the waves. Well, watching the water crash against the rocks. Let me get that right. You know, but those little bitty things, you know, because I'm older now, and I've always thought that kids have fun, grown people be happy. You know, I mean, when you're a kid, you're a cliche, you know. 80 hours to make it, 80 seconds to spend it. We got paid Friday, give me a cigarette Monday, then we get paid Friday. You know, I mean, you know, that's too cliche. And that's not being happy. That's really having fun. But to me, happiness is just living, man. Being happy every day that you woke up on this earth. And you can do anything to change it. If you're not comfortable in the condition or the skin you're in, that's the only hope and optimism that we have, so you won't be feeling in this rut or anything like that. Because the real reason why I brought this conversation up tonight, because I never forget, it was like about 25 years ago. And I used to work parking cars at the Fairmont Hotel. And it was this friend of mine. I'm going to call him a friend for the rest of my life. His name is Devon Gatlin. You know, and I was going through one of those negative, sardistic, sardonic type of state of mind and in my life, you know? So I used to always be a cut-up, always ridiculing, you know, snippy and vicious with my mouth, you know, always reflecting on cutting a person down. It didn't matter who it was, you know, always at their expense because I wasn't feeling good in my life. So, you know, you're about 5'5", arms like legs, ex-boxer. You know, and I went off on a tangent on somebody. So he walked up to me, stood toe-to-toe with me, almost like he was about to kiss me in my mouth. You know, and he said something to me, man, that changed my life forever, man. I mean, really, you know. And if I ever meet him again, I'm going to do him all the time. When I do see him, I always give him a hug and tell him, thank you, saved my life. And he walked up to me and said, Skip, man, what's wrong with you? You're always a cut-up. Hey, man, when's the last time you were happy? And I looked at him, and it kind of messed me up because it was like the light bulb went on, and then the light bulb went off in my mind because, you know what, I couldn't even answer it. I looked like the little boy of Innocent Society when his granddad asked me, do you care if you live or die or not? And he said, I don't know. I didn't even have a time to reply when he asked me that question, man. Because it was so confusing and mind-boggling to me to a point that, hey, I had conceded. I was like, man, you hit me right in the gut without even throwing a punch because that was true. I couldn't remember the last time I was happy. You know, and he explained to me, saying, man, you know what? I know the way that the world can bother you sometimes, but when was the last time you was just happy, man? I mean, innocently happy. Well, you just appreciate the fact that you're alive, man, and you can do anything that you want, you know, and you can really, really enjoy this life, man, instead of always being negative, ridiculed, and sardistic, you know, and sarcastic. And I was like, I didn't speak to that man for 3 days. You know, I used to tiptoe around and stay out of his way. Because that's how long it was puzzling me for those 3 days after he asked me that question. Because it really hit close to home. And, you know, I'm stubborn and evil. I'm a Taurus. So I just stayed out of his way. And there, I looked and I said, you know what, he had a fine point. Because it's one thing about realism and dealing with people, not only that, when you're dealing with yourself, you know, the truth can't be disputed. And that hit a nerve chord so bad in me, man. Hey, I had to rationalize and think and find out when was the last time I was happy. And when he told me that, I got the message and understood. But hey, I've just been looking forward to it ever since. I mean, it's up and down now, but if you wouldn't have did that at that time, I would have still been locked into being this brouhaha. And that's why whenever I see him, if he still worked out there, I still go by there and holler at him when I'm downtown. And I always give him a hug and tell him thank you, because you know what? If didn't nobody care like he did, he wouldn't have said that, and it wouldn't have hit close to home. Now, I understood where he came from, and that really helped me. It helped me a lot, because I never looked at it like that, in that type of perspective, to a point where you can really enjoy just the basics, the essence, man, just living. You know, I didn't see it. No, I didn't see it at all, man. You know, and I thank him every day, man, whenever I see him. Because it took a real person to share that light with me and get me on the even keel. It really do. So, you know, it was a beautiful, helpful thing, man. I enjoyed it. I really did. Yeah. So, you know, hey, that's what I'm saying, y'all. I'm just trying to get aware and get wind of what's going on. And I need you all to help me share some light and get a clear understanding, because without it, you know, it's just crazy. It's real crazy. That's all. You know, that's all I want. That's it. I want nothing more, nothing less. And that's for real. You know, so I'm just looking for that right now. That's all I'm looking for. And hey, I hope that you all enlightened by it. We can enlighten each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's for real. So, you know, hey, I just, you know, really, really like that. And I thought I'd share that with y'all because, like I said, didn't nobody ever tell me nothing like that. I never understood it, you know, until that moment and that point in my life. So, hey, that's why I'm just trying to hold on, man. Man, I ain't got nowhere. Straight up. So, you know, hopefully I can get some callers in. And you all can share some insight with me. You know, I would really like it. You know, if you all call in, then we can get this going. You know, because last week we had a problem that I couldn't get the call in until later. You know, but I just want to make it happen. So, if you all get a chance, just give me a call, and we can share some light on the subject. Because right now, let me see, I'm looking at the call board. I don't see too many calls. Matter of fact, I hope this board ain't down. I hope people can get in. Because I didn't see my name pop up, so when I called in. So if not, I'll wing it. I'll talk y'all to death. You know, that's what I'm here for. That's what I love doing. I'm happy doing this show. How about that? Very happy doing this show. So I just want to share some insight. That's all. You know, and I can make some sense of what's going on. For real. So that's basically it, you know. But as I said, it don't take a lot. It's a beautiful thing, you know. A lot of people, hey, they can have it. They can try to enjoy it, but at the same time, that's about the only thing I know that's not trivial. It's not religion. It's not politics. It's something that we can all encounter. Well, not all of us. Well, most of us can encounter that. It don't have to be nothing adversarial or watered down or politicized or none of that. But, you know, I like when people enlighten and share their feelings about it. And that's what makes me feel real good, because when you have people at that same level, that's positive and constructive. And that out trumps anything. I really do. I really do. And that's what I like. You know, because it's always easy to learn from other people. And like I said, until that man asked me that question, man, that was the best question I ever got asked to me in my whole life, man. Because I never knew. You know, because sometimes you can't see yourself when you're in the midst of just being that negative brouhaha. You know what I'm saying? When you're stuck in that round, you know, it just takes one common word or one common sentence to get you up out of it to where you recognize things. That's if you got empathy. If you don't have empathy, then you're just a narcissistic person on this earth, and you're doomed for gloom because you'll never be happy. Oh, you know, because you fake so much to a point, you can cosmetize it. You can go out, show off your new partner, take pictures of what you ate, have some clothes on to make it look so grand, so fine, but deep down inside, that's what you really hunger for, and you can't achieve it because you told yourself in your heart and your mind a long time ago, that's nothing for you. And that's crazy because, hey, I don't think we can exist on this earth for that long to a point where we have to be isolated from the things that we were taught and told that, hey, this is okay, it's all right. You can enjoy. You don't have to be scared to be successful or to run around with joy that you're a human being and you woke up and felt good about life itself. Not just in general, but within itself, you know, a natural response. Because without it, there won't be no healthy relationships and none of that. Forgive me, y'all, for a second. Let me blow my nose. Yeah, so. Yeah. Because those are like really, really intricate parts to help things work, you know. Because as they say, that's all a reflection of you, your happiness, you know. And I mean, it can be a magnet, and it can gravitate beautiful things and beautiful people in your life with a lot of positivity. So, you know, that's what I thirst and I yearn for too, you know, all the time, you know. Not necessarily with just people, because if you're looking for somebody to make your happiness, I think you're barking up the wrong tree, because it takes like making a cake, man. It's a lot of ingredients to go with this, mainly coming from you. You know, I mean, it's always a compliment to have that person with you to be happy as well, and have an ability to make them happy. So it's all the same, basically. Really it is, but it has to start from home first. So that's why I was just wondering and just trying to get an understanding and let everybody know, you know, because, man, it's crazy. I know it feels good, though. It's just that, hey, just have to have a consistent level with it. That's why a lot of times people find within the things that they do, whether you pay them a dime or a dollar, they still enjoy what they're doing because it keeps them safe, you know. And that really defines who they are, whatever they love doing, because you can see the happiness that comes out. Because, of course, if they wasn't happy doing it, they wouldn't be doing it. So that's one of the main issues that I have, trying to really, really hunker down and to get to that level. I mean, you know, you can have your jobs, you can have your wealth, but at the same time, I mean, what really keeps your clock ticking to make you want to get up and live? And that's the perception I get only through happiness. So I'm just wondering, that's all. That's it. I hope ain't nothing wrong with this board, because I'm quite sure I got some callers out there, but I don't see no callers on the board. Really don't. Yeah, so I just want to make sure you all.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure, because right now I'm talking on winging. I've been running my mouth for over 35 minutes.
To start your show now.
It appears that the host has already dialed into the show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using.
Yeah, so basically that's it. So hopefully I can get some callers in, you all, because I know this is a nice topic tonight, and I'd like to for well and share and elaborate on. So I just want to, you know, keep this conversation moving. Because, man, I guess this is like being reborn when you get that feeling. You know, happiness and joy, man. Not a conquest, not a virtue, but just overcoming, you know. You can put a lot of things to rest when you have happiness. You know, I mean, there's so much you can do. It's so wide open, man. You can walk around with a forever smile. You don't have to bother, you know. Just like when a movie that we always watch every Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life. You know, once George Bailey found out that, hey, he's alive and he got a guardian angel that looked out for him, and they told him, George, you finna go to jail. I said, okay, that's all right. I ain't worried about it. You know, but he was just happy of the fact that, hey, he was thinking that, how would his life be if he wasn't here? And then, hey, he got the wake-up call, and he was so elated. Now, that's pure happiness and joy. You know, when you see that, even in spite of situations and circumstances, when you still feel that in your heart and inside your gut, you know that, hey, man, it ain't a bad thing. You know, it's really joy. So, you know, that's where I would like to be. You know, it keeps a lot of bad things away, I tell you, man. I really do. When you're at that level, man, please, don't nothing get beside you. Can't nothing penetrate. Everything is like water off a wax car. It repels. It don't penetrate. You know, you can see it in people, man. You really can. You know, when a person always elated, happy, and smiling, ain't got no negative vibes and no funny vibes about nothing, and always got some drawback. Or always got something, not just negative to say, but anything that's not, you know, on a positive and comfortable, happy level, you know. And it goes just the opposite. It's just that it's fewer of them and more of us. So that's basically where I'm trying to get to. And, hey, I needed to be helped by just general people and be reinforced. So then I know that, hey, everything is okay. It's all right. So I won't have to be carrying this big Samsonite of confusion and doubt, you know, and always thinking of the worst. Because I don't think we were all meant to live that way, you know. Andy Warhol said it. We're only 15 minutes famous. But, hey, I figure myself personally, happiness is eternal. Once you strive for it, and you work hard like for anything else. So that's basically where it's at. Because the other side, believe you me, it's not comfortable at all. So I'm just, hey, trying to be up and be upbeat about it. Because you always still got some hope and some optimism. And that's the good part about it. That's the real good part about it. So I guess I won't get no callers tonight. I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of crazy. Very crazy. Because I thought this would be a good topic that we could all talk about. Well, just too much crazy technical spectacle. Excuse me. It's too crazy, man. I'm getting kind of tired of it. Really, I am. Because this don't make any sense, man. Really don't. It don't. You know. But I feel good about this whole topic tonight. And I can't even get nobody to elaborate. You know? So. I don't know. and just try to do the best that I can with what I got to work with y'all. You know, at least I can try to elaborate with y'all. You can always send me a text through the group text and let me know how you like it. Because, man, I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah. So, basically, that's it. I've been talking a lot so much tonight, y'all. It's crazy. But, hey, I want to thank y'all if y'all did tune in. You know, that's for real. Because, man, this is just a beautiful thing. It's a real beautiful thing. You know, the more that I talk and do this show, the more I find out about myself in so many ways. You know, I really do. Find out a lot about myself. You know, and, hey, that's where we at. And that's for real. So, you know, I just wanted to let you all know that's where I'm at. So, feel free to call. The lines are open. Whoever out there, you can call now. And I can get your feedback in the comments. You know, whoever callers that want to choose to call tonight, call in. Let me know. You know, we can go from there. I'm waiting. I have one caller when I pull back on the board, but that's it. It must be just an empty show tonight. Because I don't even see any callers. So if you're out there listening, just tune in. Just call in right now. We can just have a conversation on the topic so I can really get some understanding. And hopefully that you all like the topic as well as I do. So we can collaborate and have a good time. That's it. So I won't feel naked. You know, naked. So that's it. Yep. Yeah. Well, other than that, though, hey, it's okay. It's okay. It's something very inspiring that I enjoy. So I'm just trying to get an understanding, that's all. And hopefully, hey, we can walk away with feeling good about something. That's basically it. We can. But I just love it, man. I love it. It's like a breath of fresh air. Really, it is. It's a real breath of fresh air. When you're in that type of realm, especially of happiness, you know, because to me, I think it's kind of like a mixture of the innocence of your youth being recaptured, as well as the reward of you maintaining being a responsible adult. You know, I think it's a dual blessing. Because for one, it's made through the spirits with God. And for the other, it's basically just being human roaming this earth. And that's where we at. That's the virtue. So I just need that understanding. That's all. I wish some people call in so you could tell me how you feel about your happiness. So then we can enjoy it. We can all express how we feel and tell each other. Oh, yeah. Yep. So that's basically it. Yeah. Yeah. So that's in the nutshell, because I know when I'm happy, boy, you better believe you me. The expression on my face tells it all. You know, because at the same time when I'm happy, I always try to use a lot of humility with it. Because first of all, it was a blessing bestowed by God Himself to me, to put me in that position, in that feeling, in that state of mind, in that mind frame. So, you know, I give all praises and credit to Him, because there's been so much other stuff to where, hey, I wouldn't even recognize it not being an adulteress. I would feel so down and so bad about it to a point that I wouldn't even think it exists. And that's for real. I never did for some reason. Never did. So, you know, it's one of the best things that you could ever encounter. The best things. You know, they give us joy. You know, give us peace. And have a good feeling. In the sense of saying that, you know what, in spite of everything that's going down around me, hey, it's going to work itself out and it's going to be all right. I shall laugh and respond again. So that's the clear understanding that I like to have from it. Nothing else. So basically that's where we are. You know, that's for real. So, you know, it's just like I said, it's a lot of hope. A lot of optimism, a lot of great feelings, you know? And that's for real. Oh, I've been blessed. I have a caller. I feel so elated and so happy. I'm going to bring the call in right now. Hold on. Here we go. Hello.
Hello. Hello. My name's Joe.
What's going on?
I saw.
Hey, Joe.
I saw the
top. Good evening. How you doing?
How you doing?
All right. All right. How's everything?
Not bad. The topic that you've got today is what everybody wants. Everybody's looking for. What is happiness? Right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be happy. And everybody
right.
has pretty much the same motivations, the same, excuse me, same criteria. And then there are a lot of other people who have different criteria of what happiness is. To me, it's a feeling that you get that when you accomplish what you truly want to accomplish, you want something with so much desire, it's almost a hunger. And when you accomplish it, you at least for a temporary amount of time, you feel happy.
Cool. But let me ask you something, Joe. You know, because I've been a gunfighter my whole life, man. So the thing is that, is it like influenza or is it like a new car smell in a Cadillac? I mean, don't nothing stay the same forever, but isn't it our destiny and our virtue sometimes to be so consistent with it that, hey, we can live our life like that?
Well, everybody should pursue happiness. Yeah, but they should do it the right way. When you're talking about the Cadillac, it creates happiness if the person's satisfied with it. Now, if the person's not satisfied with the Cadillac and says, now that I got the Cadillac, I want a Mercedes, you know, that's not true happiness.
No, Joe, I'm not. That's just the people. Well, white America call it metaphor, but I call it Southern quips from my mother. I'm just making a comparison that once the smell goes off, do we go to the next phase and try to rebuild our happiness again? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. People are always looking for the no shiny bauble. They want the stimulation, but stimulation in and of itself doesn't bring happiness. It's a joy.
Right.
That, you know, I wouldn't call it a spiritual joy. It's an emotional joy that makes you feel good down to your toes. If you win the Super Bowl,
okay.
Even if you get the Cadillac, or even if you get the girl, if you get the guy, a person can be happy, but usually it doesn't last.
I know. You know what? Being objectively thinking the way that I think, that's what I wanted you to hear. You talking my same tune, bro, because you know what? To be honest with you, it's like a dopamine rush. You know what I'm saying? Seriously.
Oh, sure.
You know, but I'm trying
to
figure out.
Distinction.
I was just trying to figure out how can we keep it to stay and be more consistent so that can be like a pathway through our life, you know, without always carrying this Samsonite, the weight of the world. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you, yeah, and that's a good philosophy. The thing is, what I've said is you have to have rational expectations. In other
True.
Words, you know, there are, I think when you grow older later in life, you might commune with nature more because you realize then sometimes the best things in life are free. When we're younger,
Yeah. We
always go after the shiny bauble. We want the cheerleader. We want the quarterback. We want the new
True.
Job. We want status. We want power. And we think that brings happiness. It brings stimulation. It brings, it brings not happiness.
Rush. A dopamine
yeah,
rush.
A dopamine rush. Yeah. And that dopamine rush, like you were talking about, it wears off. But if
right.
you know, okay, if I have a good love, a love of my parents, they love me. If I have a good love of my man, my woman, my spouse, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, and I feel kind of secure in life and then I can take care of myself, take care of my responsibilities, I can take care of adversity, I think that can lead to happiness.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the only thing that can be defined to where it can stick, you know what I'm saying, instead of, like I said, you know, as we get older, we go from the transition of fun into happiness. To me, as a youth, fun is too cliche. Like I said, 80 hours to make it, 80 seconds to spend it, give me a cigarette Monday, then we get paid Friday. Who needs that? Now that I'm older, I always look at it like I said, you know, I can take a slice of cheesecake and sit on Lake Michigan and watch the water crash the waves and don't feel no
there
pain and no harm and you gotta be in a rush to do nothing because that's still innocent, genuine, and nature to where, hey, when I'm here and gone, the band's still gonna play on, just like in Titanic, you know what I'm saying? So that's
if there's
that's
harmony, the yeah, absolutely. There's got to be a harmony within yourself with the world.
Right.
I believe that true love, and I have, I was on my own show, and I accidentally kicked myself off my own show. My app hung up on me. My show was still going on, but my co-host was taking care of it. And we were talking about relationships. Happiness. And relationships is an integral part of happiness. Because I've said,
right.
you can win the Super Bowl, right? You can win championships.
Right.
I've won championships as a kid, not in the first tier level, but in the second tier level, you know, with sports.
Yeah.
And it felt great. But when
right.
you have somebody that you love, loves you, and you feel good with the world, even though the world is in chaos, but you feel good with because
yeah.
of harmony with the world, you can be happy because your
yeah.
DNA, your makeup as a man and a woman, that's what we want in order for us to be
right.
happy. But as a substitute,
right.
we can go for the power and the status and the good cars and the shiny women and the trophy husbands and all that, but that does not bring happiness.
No, but that's hinged upon future faking and really being a narcissist because those are the only people I know that would never be happy, you know, because of childhood trauma and, you know, everything is always
yeah.
a fake facade, you know, and, you know, until they get real help spiritually, they will never be happy because they're not used to that. You know what I'm saying? Because they're so disquieted psychologically to a point that happiness is like a stupid trend or something that, you know, they never ever encountered, so they won't even look at that. If anything, they used to just manipulating and getting over on people because that's their norm. But, you know, I can understand if that's how they get out, just don't be demonic and hurt innocent people's lives. You know, play with the people in your arena. That's all I'm saying. But true happiness, man, is always defined in, you know, like they said, it takes self first, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You got it. You've got to know yourself in a rational way because the narcissist,
right.
I've talked, and the trauma I've talked about on my shows, That's
yeah,
a,
I
that's
had
to
show
a, yeah, trauma is huge. Trauma is what breaks relationships up. Don't even make relationships work in the beginning. And the narcissist can't handle happiness because the narcissist, if they came close to being happy, they would ruin it because they would be
right.
afraid that the happiness would be taken away from them.
Right, like a fish out of water. They can't breathe. They can't breathe
mm-hmm.
because they used to, they, well, to me, and I don't want to be so nasty when I say this, you know, without all the filthy words, but to me, narcissists are like scavenger chickens and catfish. They eat feces to clean the river. You know what I'm saying? And that's where they stay the
yeah.
mind in their hearts when it comes to happiness, especially love. We ain't going to even talk about love. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like, that's why, like I said in the beginning of the show, some of us yearn for this. We thirst for this. But I'm just trying to find a way to keep it consistent. You know, like the Rolling Stones, 80 years old and still together. You think they're not happy at what
mm-hmm.
they're doing? That's true divine happiness to save their soul. You know, and like they said,
mm-hmm.
they never wanted to work a job. So, hey, they give them great homage to the joy and happiness of being blessed to be in a position to do what they're doing. You know, 80 years old and still together? Hell, they weren't as great as the Beatles. And the Beatles only did six.
The most. You got that right. The most
right,
romantic.
So,
the most romantic thing that I've ever seen hasn't been on the silver screen. It hasn't been on TV. Hasn't been on YouTube. It's not from Disney. It's not in romance novels. The most romantic thing I've ever seen was the time when I saw an old couple. They seemed like they were bickering with each other, and they were Asian. But they weren't. They were playing with each other, right? And then a friend
right.
came along, an Asian, an old Asian woman came along, and they started with her. But they were playing.
Right.
And then
right.
then the woman left. Then these two sat down on the bench right up against each other. They put their heads on each other, leaned and held each other's hands, and closed their eyes. And I said, that
see?
Is the most romantic thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right. Because you know what? You know why that occurred, right?
Because yeah, they were having fun. They were.
Right.
They loved each other.
But you know.
They were in their 70s or 80s, and they still had this romantic spark where they held each other's hands and wanted to stay together, and they had vibrancy in life. To me, that
right.
was the most romantic thing I'd ever seen.
And you know what? It all stems from filling each other up with the happiness. Because remember,
mm-hmm.
everybody can't make you happy and you can't make everybody happy. So it started from within. And just like basic school science says, proton, neutron, electron. So they got it. That's why they still got it now. You know what I'm saying? That always stands. You know, I mean, not just physically speaking, but spiritually
mm-hmm.
speaking, you know, when
mm-hmm.
you dwell into the thing and you attract that, don't you know happiness is a magnet, bro? You only attract all this goodness, even though you're in a
Let me disagree with you on that, because that seems to be like the law of attraction. Do you know how many people are looking for love, but they sabotage it because they don't even know that the trauma exists within them? And there are good people who have that electron, proton, neutron within them, and they attract bastards or they attract bitches.
True.
So I'm going to disagree
True.
With you on that.
But what I'm saying is this, as the spiritual, as the spirit guides you, not just the flesh. Because it shows, you know, I've always felt like this. Behaviors without judgment. I don't have to judge you to know your behavior. So just like good and bad, when that happens, that's the spiritual guidance for me. Because I'm going to tell you something. That's like input and output at the same time. When you said you seen that romantic gesture that they had, that was one of the most beautiful things when they still got it together, it's because, man, they finally got it right. You know, one of them is the magnet and the other one is steel, man. That's why they're still together. You know, I look at it in that sense.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with you that if two people have the same proton, electron, and neutron type of vibe and energy within them, that when they come across each other, then they will be attracted to each other and they have a greater chance of happiness together. What I believe, though, is that like 1%, 2% of the population have that, and the other rest of the population, they don't.
True. True. Well, I'll take it a step further and piggyback on what you said, because I played baseball all my life. We won, and I played. We had a good time when I was innocent as a child. I play everything to baseball. 70% of the time, it's messed up. Well, they expect you to bat 300. And like the great Ted Williams said, 400 ain't a bad season. You know what I'm saying?
No. Right, him is damn usual, 400. Yeah, right.
Right, Ted Williams, the great Ted Williams, the aviator, one went to the Marines, was a fighter pilot, Boston. Like you said, 456. Yeah, but like you said, that's true, though. I mean, it started reflecting more on life as I got older and I seen it that, you know what, just like baseball, you only expect it to do so much because most of it is kind of crazy anyway, at least 70% of it anyway. So if you do get a chance to get that vibe, man, you better run with it to the border. If you find that person, because remember, man, it's all a formula. Happiness breeds love, and that's eternal when you're talking about relationships. Mm-hmm. First, it comes from you individually. But when you get with somebody and you're happy, that breeds love. I ain't talking about having sex to F-U-C-K. I'm talking about love, and I mean to a point where you can love till it hurts. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. You know, I don't want that to be no loose ghetto slang or jargon that they just throw around in the ghetto. I mean, really, really. You know what I'm saying? Where it's illustrated throughout what you do. Like I said, it goes back to behaviors without judgment. Your behavior spawns all that, and it's reflective in what you do, man. It's not what you say. You know, word salad ain't nothing. You know, the proof is in the pudding. That's it. So, you know,
And to piggyback off what you said, that's why I talk about boundaries, because I don't care, and people should not care what people say. It's what they do. Establish boundaries. Make sure that the other person agrees with you on that these boundaries are the legitimate boundaries that they should not cross, because if they do cross them, you know, then you know you got somebody has a lot of trauma, which I can sympathize with, or they're liars. In either case, I say goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, you have
some people won't agree with me with that. They'll say you should stick it out. I say I stuck it out for the boundaries until they were crossed. Now I don't have to stick it out anymore.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is this. We're talking about a whole new different entity as far as professional. I mean, not professional, but we're talking about a whole new different entity because of the times, right? Because when I was growing up, we still had a moral compass. Dick Van Dyke, separate beds, Laura got pregnant, you didn't know what she came
from. Oh, yeah, I remember those days. Are you kidding? I remember they had the code.
But we still had a moral compass. You know, it was only so much that we could do without looking you in the eye and tell a lie. Now you got Facebook, Mortal Kombat, Tour of Duty, the one that I had to tell when my daughter brought it in the house, Grand Theft Auto and Facebook. So now we're dealing with a generation that will never see happiness because, man, they're exposed and exploited before they even come about. And that's why they don't behave. Do you know we had the dumb box, and now they got all this stuff now to a point that, hey, they got more influence than your peers did. Hell, when I was growing up, you had to worry about sneaking in the bathroom, smoking, or doing some weed. Hell, all they got is the Xbox now. They can do that. Now, Lord forbid, with this artificial intelligence, boy, it's going to be some hell on this earth. Straight up.
Don't get me started on AI. Because AI is dangerous. In any case, I'm going to let you get back to your show. So I'm glad you had the topic. So I'm gonna say goodnight and enjoy the rest of your night. Okay?
Hey, man, I like rapping with you, too. Hey, tune in again, man, because I do this every Wednesday at 7 o'clock from 7 to 8. I have some good topics. You know,
every Wednesday? That's
like
my
time. Huh? What'd you say?
That's my time. When I said that's my time when I have my show on. So,
well, I'm Wednesday. But, I'm only Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm only Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Well, hey.
So, all right. So, look, you have a good night, and I'll talk to you again soon, huh?
Will do. I look forward to it, man. Thanks a lot.
Sure. I like the topic. It was an important topic. People have always wondered about it, so it's something that should be talked about. So,
oh, yeah,
because
we all know about it. I have some great topics, man. Just tune in, bud. You really love them. Okay. I got one more caller. Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Hello. 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 Hello, caller. Oh, I guess we did. Well, hey, I appreciate the calls that were made. Yeah, I appreciate the conversation that we had tonight and the topic. So, you know what? As long as I can reach and some people can elaborate with me and I can get a better understanding and a clear view. So I thank the callers that called in and I thank the people that listen. Because, like I said, you know, I just don't want to be alien on this earth. You know, not only I like to know what's right, how it's done, but at the same time, you know, I grow stronger and get wiser, you know, when I have other people that can elaborate on things that I'm curious about. And I really want to thank you. So we finna sign off in about another minute or two, but like I said, without you all, it wouldn't be no me. So I really want to thank you and appreciate it. And I just want to, hey, wish everybody a great evening. Be safe. And if you love someone, love until it hurt. Until it hurt, give them your all, man. Because remember, like Martin Luther King said, Ralph Abernathy, if you give more, you get more. That even goes with that. So just find some peace and some humbleness and give praise to God. And everything will work itself out. So, hey, we'll be signing off in about another 60 seconds. I just want to thank you all for tonight from the bottom of my heart. And, hey, we just want to make sure that everybody, hey, be safe out there. And take care of what you got to do. And always remember, we're granted the best gift in the world, and that's life. Whenever things get too sticky, always remember, God got the best shot that we could ever have, and that's the shot of redemption. So just keep living in this game. Then you can move on and you can enjoy it. Hey, man, that's all it's asking. So we're finna head out now, and until next week, I want to thank you all for calling again and listening. And, hey, just be safe out there, be humble, and let God lead you on the way. Take care now. Until next week. Signing off. See you later. Have a good one. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm here. You dozed off on me?
I'm sorry?
Did you doze off on me?
No, sir. I was sitting here talking to the nurses and doctors.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it ended. I only had you about two or three callers. Maybe I need to change the date. I had you and two more other people. I only talked to one because somebody hung up. But
Yeah, we'll talk about the what day we need to change it. It'll probably be best for maybe Monday or Tuesday.
Tuesday, you doing what?
I said it'll probably be best for Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I think so too now. I think so because a lot of people are just being exhausted because of Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Middle of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I want to piggyback a little bit on what you said just in case somebody is listening.
Okay.
If you don't mind. It's only if you don't mind.
No, go ahead. I'm always open. I'm running my mouth.
Okay. Okay, so far as happiness, happiness is basically what you make it. Sometimes we just have happiness in my life. I know things happen that have come through and try to stop you for a minute or so, but the thing about it is you have to get yourself right back on track, like me.
Right.
You know, I'm off track a little bit, but I will get myself back on track, and I know I will because I'm a strong, very black, intelligent woman. I always have been. So when it comes to happiness, like I said, it's what you make it. Happiness is just—it just goes so far and above. You know,
yeah.
Happiness is in your relationship. Happiness is when it comes to your kids. Happiness is when it comes to your loved ones and your life, your siblings, your mother, your father. You know, it's just different things when it comes to siblings. You know, even different things when it comes to your children. But no one in the world should never, ever give you a choice to make between their mother, their father, or their child. No one should ever do that. Because you know what? Because you'll piss somebody off and they'll be looking like, you know what? The hell with you. You should never, ever do that to know that.
True.
You know,
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. We understand that, but is that fair to the other person that want to suggest you to choose either one when it's supposed to have been understood in the beginning that, hey, you know, if we're down for us, we're down for us. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to walk down the aisle with this type of attitude where they can out trump that mafia oath, which is called marriage. You know what I'm saying? Because always remember, when you take that oath, you're giving up a lot. All right? And once you give that up, you can't go back and renege on it because that's like in the way lying to God. Because I'm just flesh and bone. If you lie to God, you'll lie to me in a heartbeat.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You don't wait till those rings are placed. And then now all of a sudden, 7 years out in the marriage, my kids is more important than my marriage. So this was just a transaction. You know what I'm saying? This was not seriously being in love when that lawyer or that priest or whatever said, let no one come in between this. Because now we just have a fake mask on. Because I'm going to tell you something. In a marriage or any type of serious committed relationship, that should never be a part of the equation. It should.
Never.
It should never be to the point where a person has to pick. You have to pick either your family or your mother or father, your kids, over the person that you're with. Certain things are given.
Yeah.
Now, if you wasn't raised in a way and you got some deception in your life or you had a trauma or whatever and you were just fake futuring all the time, or just did it out of convenience, then you know what? God have mercy on your soul because you lied to that man. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't do nothing about it. I don't have the power to correct you for the deception that you laid down, because that's just the devil when you got to pick between a child, a mother, or a father. That should have been laid down with boundaries in the beginning of the relationship anyway. So if they weren't, that means somebody knew. And, you know,
that's true. That's true, and that's either here or there on either side. See what I'm saying? And either parent should be put in that situation. Neither parent. That includes the woman or the man.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
But
so neither one should be put in that position. A lady should not be put in that position when it comes to her children, because she has kids by another man. And another man should not be put in that position because he had kids by another female.
Right, but when that comes
out, all of them is going to become one, whether anybody likes it or not. They're going to be sisters and brothers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But remember, though, what's her name, through the looking glass. When Alice in Wonderland went through the looking glass, she couldn't come back. That's when you take sacred vows or even being in a serious relationship with somebody. Boundaries have to be set. Because if not, then you're just playing with a narcissist. That's it. You're just there, you know, to be a lottery ticket. Because once you're exposed as a liar, especially to God, hey, man, I don't want to have nothing to do with you. You know, and now you're trying to lock me into your little ghetto chess game. Hey, man, we'll just be college roommates after this. That's it. That's it.
Why did you call everything childish classmates or in your past? Just the things that, wait a minute, hold on. Let me say something. Just because things not going your way, that means that's what it is?
No, it's not about things that
are
going my way.
That's the way you feel?
No, it's not about things that are going my way. Keep your word. Your word is everything. You know what? Like I told you, this is my job. You know what? I've got stuff more from the streets than this job could ever give me. You know why? Because when I tell you something Monday, it still applies Friday. And if anything changes, at least I got the common decency enough to let you know by Wednesday we're going another direction. I wouldn't play with nobody's life. And that's the whole thing in the detail. It's not about going my way. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm used to walking this earth alone. But don't sit in my face and future fake me. Because once it's revealed that you're a liar, let me tell you something. Me, personally, a liar is three things. A liar is a thief and a rapist. You know that? Because they don't have a problem with what they're doing and they don't care. And then if you don't watch it, you try to suck the life out. Because that's your
end. But don't forget now, liars go on both ends.
Huh?
Let's not forget liars roll on both ends.
This is true, but to a point where it plays with your life, that's detriment. I mean, you know, I would never get nobody in a situation to a point where that has to be questioned. Who comes first?
Right.
If I'm showing you everything, excuse me, if I'm showing you everything and trying the best to lead by my example and trying to make you happy, what more is there? You should have told me.
Can you hold on? I think my brother trying to get on your line. Can you hold on?
Well, I think the show is off. I don't think he's in there. Oh, okay. Yeah, here he comes now. Hold on, he's calling me now. Let me see if I can switch it to plus. Hold on.